Hello and welcome to Avio's Journey. My name is Anthony Pica. This podcast is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. So I had a very interesting idea that was thrown my way tonight by Chuck Brown. Thank you, Chuck. It's a great idea. And basically his idea was is that since I do a live YouTube video every single day, but that I do it in the middle of the day and not everybody is able to see it, it would be really great if I could take that audio and add it to the podcast. So what I'm doing is I'm going to be taking the audio from my daily videos and I'm going to be adding them to the podcasts among the interviews that we are doing. So that way that I can keep the podcast up daily and not trying to create 20 different pieces of content that are different when I'm really creating content every day. But I would love to get it to everybody in the form of video and podcast so that a lot of you can listen to it in your car on your way to work or wherever, because I know it's easier. So with that being said, I want to give you the last episode that I did, which was voiceover talent rates for 2020. I did that on Friday. So I'll be putting it along here and I hope you guys enjoyed. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
I am so excited to be talking to you today about voiceover talent rates 2020. Dum, dum, dum. I want to dive into this. I had an amazing interview earlier on the VO's Journey podcast with an incredible voice actor from the UK. And we of course went into rates, and what was super interesting about that conversation is how rates across the world too, just inherently, as we would think though, are just really different. And they mean different things in different places. But I want to go into what I see happening, what I think is going to continue to happen, and what I think you can do to set your own rates, to work on that ever elusive trying to grow your business through the proper rates. So, hey, what's up, man? Good to see you, Greg. So anyways, I think right now in the US, at least, there is a battle going on, right? There's a battle in rates. There's a battle between the word count versus the session fee. All right. So meaning that we pay for either, or we charge either per words or we charge per session. And when we do the words, okay, then the words become themselves a commodity. Okay. Whereas when we charge for a session fee, meaning like that's the actual fee we charge for our time to record, all right, then that is, the words are not a commodity like they are here. They become a, they become intellectual property. Okay. So the difference between charging for words and charging for a session fee, I think, in my personal opinion, are really the base of the discussion, because as we go through the rates, you'll see that when we charge for words, okay, then we are really basically, you know, making sure that if we charge per words, yes, we can add buyouts and things like that. But in the end, I think that it just turns it more into a product, which then allows you. So there are some pros for it, right? So we charge for words on a word basis. Like, let's say you charge, $100 for 200 words or something. Okay. That's great. Okay. That's $100 for 200 words. No matter how long that takes you. Okay. It's 200, it's $100 for those 200 words. Now we can then charge on the other end for rights for commercial rights or broadcast rights, or maybe placement rights or usage rights. We can do all of that most definitely. But I feel like the words, charging for words, has caused this idea that it can be used differently. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas when you pay for a session fee, like you're paying someone for like, you pay them an hour rate, right, to record. And then what they record also becomes intellectual property, meaning you've got to then pay that voice actor the usage fee for it, whether you're going to put it on social media, whether you're going to run it in the radio, whether you're going to run it on TV. Okay. And then you can, you know, go throughout the different things. And of course, I'm talking about commercial work here. Even with video game work, it's the same. E-learning becomes more of a different charge. And that's why when you see e-learning prices, right, they're charged based on the minutes of recorded work, as opposed to necessarily the usage fee of the time. So anyways, where I'm going with all this is I think that they both have their benefits and they both have pros and cons. First things first, before we dive into all this, I think that it is so important that no matter where you are, and if you're just starting out in your business or whatever, that you take the time to research rate cards, research what is out there, and come up with your pricing structure. Okay, whether you charge on the low end or whether you charge on the high end or whether you charge in the middle, come up with your pricing structure, your own rate card, so that when it comes time to talk to clients, right, you have, there's not a shadow of a doubt in your mind what your services, what your voiceover rates are. So important to know what those are, and also to understand what the differences are in different countries. Perfect example, I have someone who likes to contact me and tell me where they're from. They don't have any laws regarding rights, you know, like usage fees, right? So, I mean, and they're probably actually true, right? When I went and researched it, that was correct, right? But I have to look at too, how does that affect me? And so here's where I'm going with this. It's important to know to have your rate card figured out too, because as we live in this world that keeps changing more so, where somebody wants to buy a product online like this, like this, like this, I think it becomes more of a benefit to have that knowledge of what usage fees are, what the fees are, but also have a rate that you can incorporate all of those extra fees into one price so that it's easier for a client to purchase it from you. Now, what I've noticed, at least in my small career in this, is that, you know, as I move up to working with bigger and larger companies, all right, or bigger studios, okay, that are being paid a lot more, you get a different, they're different parts, right? They're like different worlds almost, where you have a world where that, you know, anyone can purchase a voiceover as a commodity, right? And then you have a world where people can purchase your time to record them and then pay you for the usage of your words. You become, they're just different words. Like, for example, if a large company wants to pay you to do a voiceover for them, I mean, that's going to be different than like a college student in Germany looking to buy, you know, a couple of words from you voiced for their, you know, junior year project they're doing for marketing class. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's really, really different. So really, you have to decide as a voice actor and as a business owner whether you are going to do that or not. And that's totally up to you. I don't think that I have no opinion either way, because I've done both. I do now as I'm in my career, I'll be honest with you, I don't do some of the other jobs I used to do when I first started out. But, you know, as I work up and I build those relationships and everything, I get paid more and more. But it's so important that you know how all of this mixes together and where to go for starters to even find it. So there is a couple places that you can go to do some research, and you might have heard of them. There's a couple sites that have rate cards on them and also have rate cards on them based on where you are in the world. And that's important because, like I said, I mean, I do most of my, actually the majority of my business, well, traditionally the majority of my business has been overseas, okay, not in the US. Now, as I'm moving along in my business, more and more of it is being cultivated from the US now. But anyways, So the GVAA, right, or the Global Voice Acting Academy, they have a rate card, as well as Gravy for the Brain. They have a rate card. All right. And those are great places to go and do some research, you know, research about what prices look like, because they're going to have a low end. They're going to have a high end. All right. Research about where you sit in there. And I think for moving forward for 2020, when you're looking to rate your business or rate you or your voiceover work, you know, really take a look at what you've done, where you are, what you are, you know, what product you're delivering, and also what your business is offering. Because remember, yes, we are voice actors, but we're also business owners. So your business offers more than just a voiceover. It offers customer service. It offers a process of working with your business from beginning to end. Communication, understanding, and in some cases, when you get bigger and stuff, your name, right? Hey, everybody, good to have you. So, you know, that's something that you also have to take in consideration, all right? Your equipment. How much money have you spent? I want to make a caveat here in saying that just because you have expensive equipment means that you're any better than someone who doesn't. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I think as you take in consideration your business costs, and this is important, right? Because not just your rate doesn't just go into how much we feel we are worth. To me, I don't like that, because I don't think you can calculate what someone's worth. But I think we can calculate at that any given time what your business is worth. So as you look at that, I like to look at from a business. Hey, what's up? Too rich to miss. I like that. So do you understand what I'm saying? So if you are trying to figure out what to charge, all right, that is a great way to look at it. Where is your business right now? Where, you know, what is your reach? What is the time you spend? You know what I mean? What does your business offer that someone else does? I mean, if we get into the tangible nitty gritty of value, right, because we're offering value, then we can do that. I think what's happened now in this world of going back and forth in these battles between, you know, the different worlds and voiceovers is that, you know, we've focused so much on money that we are forgetting about the value that goes into it. Now, some people would argue that their argument is all about value, right? That it's about value, and that's why we are giving so much value and getting paid so little, okay? And I kind of have two responses to that. One is relative, right? Being paid a certain amount is relative, okay? Because something to someone else could be a lot and something to someone else could be a little, right? Although the second side of it is that if someone's paying you $10, right? And they, you know, everyone else would be getting, you know, $400, you might be being taken for a ride. At the same time, that $10 may be at this point what you feel a specific amount of your time and those words in your business from your business is worth. I can't answer that. Only you can. All right. And, you know, I don't judge, but I will say that the more effort you put into building your business, I want to go back to the product idea of a business. Think about the brands that we purchase from and that we know and we love. We are always willing to pay more for those because we feel that they are going to bring us consistent value from the trust that they have built. Brands and things that we don't know do not. So as you're building your rates for 2020, I want you to think about that as well. You might be sitting on the low end of the rate card. You might be so under the rate card that it looks like you're, you know, at the bottom of the canyon before the mountain even starts. You might be that low from the rate card, or you might be charging at the top of the rate card and not getting any business. All right. Or you could be in a multitude of different places. So what I'm saying is as you're looking at your rates for 2020, consider also what value your business as a whole is offering, not just your voiceover. Okay, that's so important. What value are you offering from the standpoint, again, of when someone contacts you, simply how fast do you get back to them? All right, when someone asks you for something that is minuscule, like changing an MP3 file or delivering in WAVE, or you know, a WAVE file instead of MP3, do you charge them an extra $50? Right? Like, it was funny in the podcast, if someone just knew, if they knew that all it does is it's a button click, they probably would feel pretty shafted by us. I know I would, right? I mean, because really, it's not that hard for it. It's not hard at all. All right. And some people argue about space and cost, and I get that. But I think at my level, I pump out a lot of stuff and I don't have any problems with space. I can buy an external hard drive. I can use Dropbox. The point is that there is value in your business, all right, being, you know, a good partner to whoever you're working with. All right. I think that comes back to you or us in spades. So remember that. There's that. There's also the name of, you know, like what you've done and or what name you hold in the community or what they can find from you. What I found interesting is I try to do this, and I've been doing a lot more recently, is the more content, the more things I create and I put out, all right, it's starting to, I'm nowhere near anything, but it's starting to build. At least if someone searches my name, they are going to find me in 20, 30 different places. In which case, it gives me a lot more instant credibility with people. So for you, when you're building out, again, your rate card, I want you to think about all of this, right? Because if you're determining where you sit on the level of charging, you need to understand, well, if you charge somebody that, what are they getting? And in the basis, yes, they get your voice, all right? But are you charging a rate where someone is going to want to see some sort of proof that you, you know, or some sort of credibility? Are they going to want to have something to stand on before they purchase from you? All right. Or are they going to, you know, think that, you know, they don't want to pay you that amount because, you know, they can't even find you anywhere. They don't even know if you're going to scam them or not. Okay. And again, I'm not talking about going through a website. See, so a lot of us can use these websites and casting sites. A lot of us use them successfully. I know I do. I use it very successfully. But as I'm starting to build more content, I'm noticing that more people are finding me and my website. And I'm working more now through my website. Nearly as much as I work through casting sites. But I'm starting to see that little bit of growth. But I always try to ask people and track where people find me from. And they find me from all the content I put out. And I know we're talking about rates, but again, I think all of this goes into how much you charge, right? Because what are you bringing? What is your business bringing? Because when we hire somebody, when somebody hires us, they're not just hiring our voice. They're hiring our experiences. They're hiring whatever our business is value is at that time. Okay. And I'm not just talking about monetary value. I'm more so talking about, I mean, it can be monetary value is one representation, but it's also, you know, the value of the name of your business. Is there any value in the name of your business? And if there's not, that's okay. Meaning like, does anybody have, you know, trust in your business? How is, you know, does anybody trust that that business has been around? Your business is known for delivering excellent work. And if it's not known for anything, that needs to be taken in consideration, I feel. Now, it doesn't mean that you undervalue who you are, but I think it means that you just have to understand that when you're charging, you know, you've got to take that in consideration. All right. So I went the high end and not gone into actual money specific talks because I think it's so different for all of us and we're all in different places. I don't charge what I charged when I first started. In fact, I charge such a different rate. In my mind, it blows my mind. But at the same time, I don't think I could have gotten where I am now if I didn't start on the, you know, start at the bottom. So, you know, I don't judge, and I want you to charge whatever you want to charge. At the same time, I want you to charge, though, based on information that you've gathered that you believe, you know, should be what you should be charging. Okay. All right. So I would love to hear your thoughts, questions about this. Put them over in the comment section. And as always, we'll have a good conversation about it. Greg, it's good to have you. let's see. You're always coming late. No, it's all right. I know it's weird for me too, because when I start, it actually starts the live before I actually see the screen opening. But I know that now from watching my other ones. So I start talking before it actually pops up, so that when it goes live, like when it actually goes up on the web, on the YouTube channel, there's not this couple of seconds of me just staring at the screen, right? All right. So Ron, it's good to have you, Ron. I'm definitely learning stuff here. Cool, dude. Thanks. Let's see. Scott, what's up? Good to see you, Scott. Two miss. Big Jim, what up? Good to see you. Zach, you're late. All right. So thank you guys so much for sticking around and watching. This is definitely... thank you, Ron. I appreciate it, man. This is definitely a topic that is, I think, misunderstood. And I think we have gotten angry. A lot of us have gotten angry with each other about money and attached sites to money and all this stuff. When I think in reality, we have to understand that, you know, we are all reacting to a changing market. The market is changing, and since it is a global market now, we cannot fight what the world decides pricing to be. But what we can do is educate ourselves as much as possible and know that every single instant that we go into, that we set expectations, right? And do our very best to also be good, you know, good Samaritans when it comes to business owners and the community. You know, like if somebody needs help with something, you know what I mean? It's not the end of the world if you help them out. You know what I mean? Like when you first start, you don't even really know what you're doing that much. So I didn't understand certain things. I didn't know I should be charging for, what I shouldn't be charging for. You know what I mean? You know, I might've been that person who first started out and said, hey, I got a job. What should I charge? Right. I mean, you know, instead of, which is by far, and I see other people still do that. And I'm like, right. You should never do that. You should know what you charge. Okay. Really, you should know it to the core and you should believe in it. And if you feel that you are doing work that you don't believe in for the price, you know what I mean? Like you're angry about the price, evaluate it and don't be afraid to take a different tack than your business. Right? Meaning life is about taking one, you know, I love this. If you know who Buckminster Fuller was, who was a very famous inventor, you know, he said life is about, we take a step with our left foot, then we course correct and take a step with our right foot. Then we take a step with our left foot and our right foot. We don't just walk in a straight line ever. So we're always, correcting course. And the same thing is what this is, you know, your rates in 2020, hopefully will be different than they are now. All right. And because your business is going to be more valuable. All right. Let's see if anybody has a knockoff nerd. What's up, man? Hey, found your channel yesterday. Nice surprise to see a live stream today. Awesome, man. Thanks. Yeah. Usually I do a live stream Monday through Friday, but I have been so swamped with voiceover work and work in general that the voiceover work has just been pouring in. So I've been trying to keep up with that. So I wasn't able to go live yesterday, which I hate missing one, but. All right. Let's see. Zabari. I hope I said that right. Yeah. I want to learn how to add music and step up my post-production. That's my next goal. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's another whole thing, right? Like what is your business offering besides voiceover? I have to tell you guys, I think one of the secrets of my success as it is would be that I try to do, and those who know me, you know, I do a lot of different things. Like I do a lot of editing and mastering and formatting for other voiceover artists when it comes to their work for like ACX. Do you know what I mean? I do a lot of music production in voices. I do a lot of syncing now, even though I didn't like it when I first started. Now I figured out a system to where I use it and it makes video syncing so much easier with music and my voice. So now I do tons of videos. That's probably like what I get hired for the most is actually video narration. Now I've started to actually slowly, it's interesting. I'm getting hired now for radio more. It's interesting to see a progression, right? In everybody's world and their business. But anyways, the point is that that is a huge benefit and I'm able to charge so much more. Okay. And I think that's a big thing. I'm not going to go too much more into those specific things because the podcast that we just did, I just did this morning. I just haven't had a chance to put it together yet. I will after this video. We go into rates quite nicely. And the gentleman that we interviewed is just was amazing. He knows his stuff, been in the industry and broadcasting and voiceover for 30 plus years. Amazing guy. All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate your time. If you get an opportunity, please hit the like button as well as comment, share this. Also, please, please subscribe. And if you haven't hit the notification bell yet, do that. It makes a big difference with all the way that you can actually know that I'm going live or I've posted a video because as so goes the algorithm, things change and it might not pop up for you all the time. But if you hit that notification bell, it will. All right, you guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful weekend. And thanks, man. And I'm excited to see you guys on Monday. Be looking out for VO's Journey podcast. I'll have a link in the description for the next episode. It'll be 122. Can you believe that? 122 episodes of the podcast. All right, you guys, you have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you later. Peace.